You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will likely meet the chief secretaries of state in the first week of January, the second such session in about 6 months, to fine-tune budget proposals for 2023-24 with a focus on inclusive growth and jobs, sources told Financial Express. Modi will attend the conference for 2 days to get suggestions on measures needed for the MSME sector, education, agriculture and urban governance, among others, sources said. Various sectoral groups are developing broad themes for the conference, which is tentatively scheduled for January 5th to 7th here. Sources indicated that the meeting, which was to be held in late 2023, has been advanced in view of the spat of assembly elections next year, ahead of the general elections in early 2024. Speaking of the budget, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman shared the first pre-budget consultation meeting this week with industry experts and leaders in climate change and infrastructure. The first sessions are being held in 2 sessions with industry leaders from various sectors. The first meeting held in New Delhi with regards to the Union Budget 2023-24 was attended by Union Ministers of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary and Bhagwat Kishan Rao Karad, along with various secretaries and economic advisors. The other meeting followed several other consultation meets with various other stakeholders in sectors like agriculture, health, education, sanitation and water. The Union Minister of Finance will meet captains and representatives of agriculture and agro-processing industry in addition to the representatives of the capital market and financial sectors on November 22nd. With most companies reporting disappointing numbers for the September quarter, earnings estimates for the current year are seeing downgrades. Brokerage Jefferies has cut the financial year 23 earnings estimates for 49% of the 147 companies that it tracks. The brokerage said the financial year 23 earnings per share for the Nifty set of companies has been cut by 3.7 percentage points, though they have been left largely unchanged for financial year 24. Strategists at Kotak Institutional Equities expect net profits of the Nifty 50 to grow 11% in financial year 23 and 16% in financial year 24. They wrote that the moderate growth in financial year 23 reflects the sharp decline in profits of the commodity sectors and large loss of BPCL, which will partly offset strong growth in profits of the automobiles and banking sectors. In other news, the government is likely to float sovereign green bonds in FY24 as well, beyond the proposed issuance of Rs 16,000 crore in the second half of this fiscal, keeping up its elevated focus on sustainability, an official source told FE. He added that it could be a part of the government's cross-market borrowing plan for the next fiscal, but it's too early to predict the size of the FY24 issuance. This year, this is being issued as part of an explorative exercise to gauge the market appetite, hence the size is modest. The green bond issuance accounts for just 1.1% of the government's targeted FY23 cross-marketing borrowing of Rs 14.21 trillion. Since India is taking over the G20 presidency, where it will draw attention to issues like climate financing, the issuance of the green bond is well-timed. Moving on, following increased scrutiny by the Centre on Electric Vehicles to ascertain their eligibility to qualify for subsidies, the process of getting FAME II approval has stretched for all EV players. The government has held back subsidy disbursals totaling more than Rs 1,000 crore for most part of the year, claim EV makers. The disbursements are yet to resume. A few weeks ago, the Ministry of Heavy Industries sent notices to a few electric two-wheeler makers, including top sellers like Hero Electric, Okinawa and Ampere Vehicles, to check if the components they use in their models are made in India or not. The entire electric two-wheeler industry has come under the government scanner after accusations surfaced of alleged violations of localization rules under the Faster Adoption and Manufacturing of Electric and Hybrid Vehicle Scheme. Some companies have been accused of claiming government benefits without meeting the mandatory 50% local sourcing rule. And lastly, the companies that have applied for spectrum to build their private captive networks will have to shell out around Rs 1,500 crore to buy it from the government, sources said. This is because direct allocation of spectrum to enterprises for their private networks will be done at the auction-determined prices. Final decision to this effect will be taken once the government consults the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. Infosys, Tata Communications, Larsen & Toubro, Tejas Networks and Capgemini are among 20 enterprises that have applied to the Department of Telecommunications for direct allocation of spectrum for building private networks. For private networks, spectrum in the 24.25 to 28.5 GHz band is required, where the per megahertz auction price was Rs 6.99 crore. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.